Willie Hensley has worn a lot of hats in his life, and you can see a lot of them in Marlo Williams' film, as well as something else.
That was really fun in this film, to look at how many different hairstyles Willie has had throughout his life. He's gone from a flat top and a nerdy little side part to long 60s sideburns, and now to a ponytail all the way down his back.
The film gives you a taste of Hensley's personal charm and traditional Inupiaq humor as it follows his rise as a champion for the Native land rights movement and transformation into a statewide leader.
I think he's a man of his times. He's always current. He's always looking forward, but he's not stuck in his past. He uses his past to keep him moving forward.
The film also takes you to a religious boarding school in Tennessee, where Hensley arrived as a teenager with only a shopping bag full of belongings. His classmates didn't quite know what to make of the care packages of whale meat and other subsistence foods he received, but were happy to have him on their football team because he was one of the fastest on the field.
In those days, if you were a young Inupiaq that age, if you survived TB and chickenpox and influenza and everything else that everybody caught, you were pretty damn tough.
The documentary's next showing will be in Hensley's hometown of Kotzebue on April 17th and can later be seen online. It is the 10th installment of the Magnetic North, the Alaska Character series, which has profiled political figures like Governor Bill Sheffield and Native leaders like Jacob Adams and carver Nathan Jackson. The series was made possible by the Alaska Humanities Forum and the Rasmussen Foundation. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.